As a jury continues to deliberate in the bribery trial of Governor Cuomo's former top aide, Cuomo has been keeping his focus on other matters, including appearing with former Vice President Al Gore to talk about energy and the environment. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The federal corruption trial of the man described as Cuomo's brother, Joe Percoco, has revealed a number of embarrassing revelations about the way business was conducted in Cuomo's office. Witnesses describe a pay-to-play atmosphere where donors were given special access to the governor and his top aides, and the questionable practice of Percoco using his state offices while he was not a state employee, and instead managing the governor's 2014 re-election campaign. Cuomo has stayed clear of discussing the trial, saying he can't comment until it's over. He has scheduled some high-profile events focusing on national issues in recent days, including one with Al Gore to ask that New York be excluded from the Trump administration's expanded offshore oil and gas drilling program. The former vice president praised the governor for his extraordinary leadership on promoting renewable energy and fighting climate change.
Because of Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York State is leading the way on electricity regulation reform. It is a tremendous service to this country.
At the event, Cuomo made comparisons between his administration and that of President Trump, saying while Trump is focusing on offshore drilling, he's planning to build more offshore wind generating plants.
They're defunding the EPA. We just put $300 million, the largest amount in history, into our Environmental Protection Fund.
A day earlier, Cuomo held a conference call with Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on bills to require social media sites like Facebook disclose funders of political advertisements. Cuomo sponsoring a New York version of a federal bill backed by Klobuchar.
It addresses the toxic cocktail that now exists. The toxic cocktail is social media explosion, lack of protection, lack of regulation, and the anonymity in social media, and the ability of social media to target so effectively.
Cuomo's continued criticism of President Trump and Congress has fueled further speculation that New York's governor is setting up for a presidential run. Cuomo said so far he's only interested in seeking a third term as governor. On that front, Cuomo's getting two potential new challengers. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is gaining support among GOP county chairs around the state to be that party's candidate for governor. And actor and political activist Cynthia Nixon is considering a primary challenge from the left. Cuomo gained some unplanned national media attention after he took a swipe at Nixon for her celebrity status.
Normally, name recognition is relevant when it has some connection to the endeavor. But if it's just about name recognition, then I'm hoping that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Billy Joel don't get into the race, because then that, if it's just about name recognition, that would really be a problem.
His remarks were reported in many major newspapers across the country and discussed on cable news channels. Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner has also not ruled out a potential primary challenge to Cuomo. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.